Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
It's time for Mr. Hittner.
Whitner, Hittner, whatever you want to call him.
Former 49ers Pro Bowl safety and current NBC Sports Bay Area analyst Dante Whitner.
Dante Whitner hit everything he saw opposing colors today.
Now here's Papa and Lund on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Ah, what a treat getting to talk to Dante Whitner. Adam Copeland in for John Lund. Greg Papa here, of course, as well. Dante, what's going on, man? How are you?
Not much. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. How did you spend the bye week? I imagine you still immersed yourself in football, right?
Yeah, I actually called a game, another college football game. And it was pretty, you know, cool. And now, you know, yesterday I set up and watched some of the games, and now I'm ready to get back to work. Hopefully the Niners are ready to get back on track.
Which college game did you call this weekend?
Excuse me, I can't hear you.
No worries. Which college game did you call this weekend?
Oh, I called the North Texas versus Marshall on Friday night.
How was that?
It was awesome. It turned out being a blowout. Yeah. My first blowout game of the season. So all of the filler information that I had was used properly. You know, but it was a good game.
You got to get Papa to give you some advice on what to do in those fillers, no?
I don't need to get any. He's been
the blowouts,
it.
Yeah.
How's it going? You're not sending me any of your links or your TV broadcasts.
I'll make sure I get them all to you today, Pop. I'll get them all to you today. I actually sent them all to Bob Sargent. He was very complimentary of them.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I'll send them to you so you can check them out. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you watch NFL football yesterday on the off week after you were done with your college work?
I did. I watched a lot of NFL football.
What's your takeaway? As you look at the league in a pulled back way, what are you looking at right now?
It looked like the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills in the AFC. I feel like it's going to come down to them. In the NFC, it looks like, you know, the LA is really doing it, especially in the NFC. And, you know, it's wide open. I think that there's a bunch of teams that are 2-3 right now, especially in the AFC and the NFC, that could sneak up in there, especially if they heat up at the right time. And the 49ers are one of those teams, similar to Kansas City on the AFC. So, you know, there's a lot of football to be played, you know, but right now I truly believe that L.A., they are the favorite in the NFC.
Well, Greg and I were just talking a little bit ago about the Arizona Cardinals and what they did to the Cleveland Browns yesterday, your old team. What do you make of Kyler Murray? And I mean, they didn't have Chandler Jones out there yesterday. They didn't have their head coach. They had an assistant wide receivers coach calling plays for the first time. He said it was the only – I guess it was the second time in his life he had done it since at one point, I guess he was at UMass calling plays. And they're electric, man. They're almost impossible to stop, it looks like.
And they're playing complementary football, and they have a bunch of weapons on offense. They can run the football, and they don't really have to rely on Kyler Murray to run around and make those plays anymore. And he's taking that maturation leap where he's seeing the defense before they even align in it. He knows where to go with the football. He wants to be a pocket passer, and the statistics have shown that he's made a significant jump in every statistical category. He's definitely the MVP in the league right now, but you know, there's a point in time where, you know, it just catches up with you. I don't know if anybody expects them to go undefeated. Their defense played phenomenal. Cleveland didn't have Kareem. Kareem Hunt got hurt, but they didn't go in the game with Chubb, which, I mean, would make a big difference if he's out there. But right now, I think that they're playing well. They're the only undefeated team, but I still think the Los Angeles Rams are pound for pound a better football team when you're looking at them overall.
Without a doubt, although the Arizona did go into SoFi the week before the 49ers game, and they laid one on them. So for the 49ers' perspective, they're coming off the bye. They're back to work today. Some of the guys will be speaking at the podium. Kyle won't talk until Wednesday. It sounds like Jimmy is a little healthier right now, returning to practice, than Trey Lance, Dante. But I want to get your thoughts on just where they are. During the bye week is a time for you to self-scout. And we were talking about to Joe Staley earlier today, but more so last week, where I think we all agree the 49ers lack a true identity on offense. So that outside zone, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, Alex Gibbs, just close your eyes and, you know, that stretch play and the boot and the keep game and all the stuff the quarterback does off of it, where is it gone? They lack an identity on that side of the ball. And then on defense, we know what their identity was when they went to the Super Bowl in 2019. That pass rush was wreaking havoc. Some of the guys are there as far as, you know, pressure percentages. Nick's got 5 sacks. D's got 3. But overall, they're just kind of in the middle, both against the pass and against the run. They've had some injuries here and there, cornerback, linebacker. So if you're self-scouting the 49ers defense so far, Dante, what are you looking at?
Well, I'm looking at the basic coverages and philosophy that they'd apply these first 5 games. And sometimes it was, you know, helped them, and sometimes it got them in trouble. Sometimes they align in too many things, and they allow their corners to get picked on. And we know right now the cornerback depth and position is probably the weakness of this team. So when they self-scout and they self-analyze, they'll be able to, you know, look at some of these things. How can we be better at disguising and slowing down the quarterback's reads so that our front four can cause some havoc? And another thing is they don't get enough turnovers. They might have 1 turnover, maybe 2. Dante Johnson did cause a turnover in the previous ball game, but maybe 2 turnovers on the season. And we know that there's a direct correlation between turnovers, stealing away possessions, and wins. And if they don't get turnovers to find a way to get the ball out, then you can expect the same outcome. So you know that during the bye week, they were huge on the turnovers, the strip game in practice, scoop and score, tip drill, ball drills. They have to get some turnovers. On the offense side of the ball, I think going into the season, they were going to rely heavily on Raheem Mostert. When he gets injured and he can no longer play this year, you're scrambling. You know, but they did go out and they get Elijah Mitchell in the 6th round. And they did go out and they brought in Trey Sermon, which guys were injured. So for a 2-game span, they were scrambling, trying to figure out an identity. And then you have Trey Lance came in the previous week. I think that right now they're going to get back to basics. They have these guys healthy with a healthy Garoppolo. It's been a while since Garoppolo has been healthy, and his main running back since Raheem Mostert has been healthy as well. So it'll be good. They'll be able to get back to some normalcy, be able to use that zone.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Run, that stretch run, the tosses, and be able to run the play-action game based on that. And when you can run the ball, you can score points, and you trust Garoppolo to throw the intermediate game, the defense rests well. The defense, there's a point to where the defense helps the offense and the offense helps the defense. You pick up first downs, you get points. The defense feels energized that they're rested. They steal possession, start getting turnovers. That's complimentary football. So the 49ers coming off the bye, You have to realize that they have their running game back. They have their two backs as their bell cows. They have Garoppolo back. They'll be getting George Kittle back, but it all starts with just one win. So they shouldn't panic. There's no panic button. They have all their talent in the building. It's about figuring it out and not making the same mistakes, getting some turnovers, and winning some games.
Talking to Dante Whitner on the Uma guest line, you made note of the two turnovers, and Greg and I were talking about this earlier. They're down there at the bottom. It's them and the Jaguars, worst in the league as far as total turnovers go, and the Jaguars have actually played one more game than the Niners, haven't played yesterday. From a defensive perspective, I mean, you're saying you got to force more turnovers. You got to take the ball away. That's what makes teams afraid of you. It's what gives the ball back to your offense. It plays complementary football, to your point. What are those conversations like? How do you coach a team up into getting more turnovers?
Well, those are tough conversations with your players, because you don't want them to jump outside the structure of the defense to try to create plays. Or a guy sees something on the opposite side of the ball in the secondary, and he wants to run over there and make this play and ends up giving up big plays in the back end. So what it all is, it's predicated on making the reads muddy for the quarterback. First and foremost, you want to stop the run, but secondary, you want to make the reads muddy. So your linebackers, alignments, your safeties, alignments, the corners, they can look similar all the time. No matter if you're running man, zone, any of these pressures, the quarterback clock in his head slows down. Now he doesn't know where to go with the football pre-snap. He's going to have to hold that ball. And if he holds the ball and you have the front four, he's going to have to try to force some balls into coverage and figure it out on the run. And that's where you make quarterbacks make mistakes. And a lot of times the 49ers get in trouble is when they make it too easy of a read. So quarterback Aaron Rodgers and these guys know where to throw the ball before they even receive the ball. That's too easy for them. If they can't figure it out and they have to go through their reads and a tip ball or a forced ball in coverage because a receiver, a defensive back showed one leverage, an inside-outside leverage, and maneuvered to another leverage upon the snap of the ball, that's where the turnovers come into play. So the coaching staff has a lot to do with creating turnovers with the scheme.
I want to go back to a conversation you and I had, both more so off the air, but we did have it on the air, I remember, in August, and that is the young man from USC, the rookie round five pick, Talanoa Hufanga, who is flashing. They've installed this three safety look more and more, where he's on the field for a little bit of time, and I guess it would be the dime package. And I saw, you know, he got into Kyler's face one time. There was a big time play he made on 3rd and 15 in the game. And the reason I bring it up is I think you could expand his role now. Dre Greenlaw is still out to injury. Marcel Harris had a right thumb fracture. He had surgery on that. So he's going to be out a while. And he kind of was filling in as a base linebacker, where I think Hufanga could do more of that and then sprinkle in the three safety alignment with him. I just like to see him on the field more. He's a headhunter. I think he's a playmaker. He takes the ball away. Do you think with this injury to Marcel Harris, Dante, this opens it up for Huff, as they call him in the locker room, Talanoa Hufanga, to get some more snaps on defense?
I do, and I don't think that the game is too big for him. Did you see the play that he had when he split the two offensive linemen?
Totally.
That's the most selfless thing you can do as a safety, and it's fearless. A lot of guys don't have the contact courage at the safety position to even attempt that, and that's the right thing to do, to split two offensive linemen so that your defensive teammates can run to the ball and run free is the right thing to do. And that's a page he's stolen out of Troy Polamalu's book. Those are the type of things that he would do, sacrifice himself in the running game. And you can expand his package. He's big enough to play that will backer. He's that hybrid type of safety will linebacker guy. And when they bring him in the game in the dime package, they move Jimmy Ward down to cover one-on-one, and then they give Jaquaski Tart the other responsibility back there. So when he's back there with those guys, whatever they ask him to do, playing football at such a high level at USC, I think that he'll be welly and highly suited to go in and make plays. He's just not going to be out there. You can expect him to use his instincts and actually make plays. So they're extremely excited about him moving forward.
One more thought here on the way out, Dante, on the Indianapolis Colts, who the Niners are going to see Sunday night. Carson Wentz, a guy who had bad interception problems last year, has sort of righted the ship this year. Obviously, he's got a great running game in Jonathan Taylor. 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. Only threw the ball 20 times yesterday. What do you make of him as a quarterback? What do you make of the Niners going up against this Colts offense and a tough Colts defense this weekend as well?
Well, Carson Wentz got caught in a tough situation in Philly. He started off with immediate success after the injury. I don't think that the team around him was suited to, for his capabilities. Going over to Indianapolis, where even with Phillip Rivers, they dumbed things down. They said, Phillip, we understand that you come from a program where they allowed you to function and throw the ball anywhere you want, but not here. And with that offense over there, they simplified to the fact that where a lot of the reads are right over the middle of the field. And if they, you get in trouble as a quarterback, it's simplified to dump the ball down to where they want it to go. And when you have a guy like Jonathan Taylor, who's arguably one of the top five running backs in the league right now, with the durability, the breakaway speed, the elusiveness, the toughness upon contact, I think that that's where you take another leap as a team. So when you can run the football, when you can take care of it when you pass it, and you can play good defense, all of these things travel with you on the road. And the 49ers are going to have their hands full. It's a good football team, a well-coached football team, and they're going to be ready to fight. So the 49ers have to come out, and they have to be ready.
Great stuff, Dante. Always appreciate the time, man, and enjoy Monday Night Football. Are you going to catch your Bills tonight?
I'm going to catch them. Now, I wouldn't call them my Bills, right? But I'm going to catch them. They have a phenomenal team. They're getting it done, but I wouldn't call them my Bills.
He was there.
I know he was there. Yeah, I know. That's why I brought it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I was there 5 years, guys, but it wasn't the times it is now. It was almost like, whoa, what did I get myself into? But those are some of the best fans in the world, I can admit. When you're winning and things are going your way, they're having a lot of fun. So good luck to them.
Yeah, Josh Allen, a little bit different than J.P. Lossman, right? Just a little bit?
Yeah, J.P. Lossman. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, Dante. Well, always appreciate it, man. We'll catch up with you later, Dante.
All right, talk to you guys next week.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.